Hello, everyone. I'm in front of a microphone once again to share some reflective thoughts with you. You might agree or disagree with what I say, but I hope you hear something which engages you in some way. And that got me thinking about how we might make this time a little bit more interactive. So I'm inviting you to send me your questions or comments or thoughts about what you have been hearing in these podcasts. I will engage with those through a Facebook live stream on Sunday, May the 3rd at 10:30 a.m. You will see my email address on the Spirit Connect page. I look forward to receiving your questions and comments and thoughts. So in the past couple of weeks, we've heard of different encounters with the resurrected Jesus. Stories of new life rising. The women at the tomb, the men hiding in locked rooms, Thomas asking questions, and now Cleopas. Cleopas, who, while walking with his friend from Jerusalem to the town of Emmaus, had a mysterious encounter. So are these stories or accounts? Fact or fiction? History or parable? I'd like to consider these stories as parables. That is, a fictional story created to express a moral or a theological idea. So that would mean that there are a few different kinds of parables that are shared in the Christian scriptures. There are those parable stories that are told by Jesus. An example of that would be the Good Samaritan. But there are also parables that are told by the gospel writers about Jesus. An example of that would be the encounter on the road to Emmaus. So right now in our world, we're being asked not to engage in non-essential travel. We're being asked to only move from one place to another to get things like groceries for ourselves or for others, or if we're working in an essential sector. Going back nearly 2,000 years, there would have been no such thing as non-essential travel. Traveling was dangerous. It was physically tiring. If the journey was longer than a day, you were dependent on the hospitality of others. You only embarked on a journey if it was absolutely essential. So let's think about two road stories. The Jerusalem to Emmaus road with its incognito Jesus, and the Jerusalem to Jericho road with the Good Samaritan. Most everyone accepts that the Good Samaritan is a fictional story that has a theological message. It tells us about how God's presence is known in the world and then how we are to act. A Samaritan, while traveling, came near an injured man, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds. That is part of the story that is found in Luke chapter 10. Now, on the road to Emmaus, two disciples were engaged in a conversation with a stranger about all the weird happenings in Jerusalem. On reaching their destination, the stranger is invited to share a meal. And it is in the breaking of bread that those two disciples discover that the stranger is Jesus. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight, and they said to one another, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?" For me, the Emmaus story is a parable about caring and hospitality. It is about feeding the stranger and finding Jesus fully present in that encounter. That is why John Dominic Crossan writes, "Emmaus never happened. Emmaus always happens." Because that is the definition of a parable. A story that never happened but always does. Or at least it should. A parable invites us in. Parables provoke us to think. The Emmaus story challenges me to journey with my eyes wide open, ready to encounter love in the most surprising places, ready to share food with those that perhaps I don't know very well. On Thursday, we are trying to live this out as we serve takeout meals from outside the front doors of the building. 50 meals were prepared and shared last week. There were a lot of colourful and creative face masks on display. People were keeping their distance while exchanging cheery waves. But it's not only food that is being shared, but also information. Information about other locations where people can get something to eat. I was trying to compile a list of the places that are still open, and I was finding it very difficult. Then I went outside and asked the question, and I shouldn't have been surprised to find out that the guests were way ahead of me. The places, locations, and times of opening were all rhymed off. This verbal list was a living list. It was constantly being updated as more people added what they knew. It was way more helpful and effective than anything that I could have come up with. As I look back on that Thursday morning experience, I realize that Jesus was present in these encounters and that I was being fed in these moments. Emmaus never happened. Emmaus always happens. May it be so. I leave you today with some music from the guitar and mixing board of Steve Cook. May you all stay well in body, mind, and spirit.